Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here that will be assisting your account. May I have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Patricia Brunk, B as in boy, RUNK.
Great, thank
I'm
you. And
a
could you
student.
reconfirm your shipping address for me, please?
225 West Maryland, apartment 205. It's a senior citizen housing apartment housing.
Okay, give me just a moment so I can get the account open.
Oh, okay.
Now, I apologize for the wait. Just waiting on the account to open up.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for patiently waiting. I do show that a sweepstakes offer was done back in October for the cookware set, where $574 entry was paid, which enrolled the account into our online discount membership store.
Okay. All right, 574. I thought that I had won the cookware.
No, ma'am. It was a sweepstakes entry to try and win that cookware set. If you were a selected winner, you should have received that information via email. Also, with the sweepstakes offer, there were terms and conditions that you would be enrolling into our online discount membership store. It is a monthly charge of $67.32, in which you
Ooh.
are able to receive a gift card voucher to your email each month for $125. And it allows you to shop at our online discount membership store using that voucher. So it's a monthly charge until you call in to cancel the account.
I knew I didn't know anything like that. I mean, I didn't know anything like that. I didn't read anything like that. When you get older, you get dumber.
Well, that's
Seriously, I
not the
didn't.
case. It just may be an overlook that happened. I show your latest charge was on the 18th for $67.32. What I can do is I can do a full courtesy refund of that charge for you, and the account has already been canceled, so you don't have to worry about being charged anything further.
Well, there was one on the October, November, and December.
Right, I can't go back to those older charges due to the age of those, and also those gift card vouchers were sent out for those charges. So for the misunderstanding, we can fully
I
refund your
see.
December 18th charge for you.
What vouchers? I didn't get any vouchers.
Well, we sent it to the email, and the email that I have on the account is auntpat19512@yahoo.com.
Yes.
So you got about 300 and something dollars in vouchers that are in that email that you can still take advantage of using. It doesn't reactivate your account at all.
I just cleaned out my email this morning. I didn't
Okay, well, what
see
I can do is get with the
anything.
processing department to see if they can resend you that information to your email.
Okay, but it still doesn't matter. I live on Social Security.
Yes,
I
ma'am, and I
can't see
understand, but I
another
apologize
name.
about the previous charges. But again, this has been ongoing since October. So
Yeah, since
it was as if
October.
it was consensual with you doing the sweepstakes offer that you were in agreement with receiving those vouchers. So it's not as easy for us to go ahead and just refund that due to the fact that we've sent that information to you.
Well, it's easier for you to send it back to me than me to give it to you.
No, ma'am, I'm
You
sorry.
know? I mean, I'll just have the bank take care of it. sense.
Well, you're welcome to do so. We do have to send over your account when you dispute charges with your card company so they can confirm as well if it's fraudulent before they issue a refund. But due to the agreement for your sweepstakes and also you receiving those vouchers, the bank will end up putting your account in chargeback, which means no refunds will be issued at all for any of the charges that you receive because it's not a fraudulent account. It's just a misunderstanding that you didn't get canceled.
My son says there are further steps. There are farther steps.
There are. You can definitely
Now, this
pursue
is
those,
too
but I need to make you aware of the
much. I
outcome
can't
of those.
afford this. This is too much. This is too much. I can't afford this.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry.
$67 is quite a bit of money to me. Being sorry is not helping pay my bills.
It's not.
I
And
thought
also,
that
if
I would
disputing it
change
will
my.
prevent you from getting anything back. And you'll be calling us back in about 2 weeks asking why you weren't refunded.
You want to talk to my son?
Sure.
I'll have him call you and the bank.
Okay. And you can also contact your bank and they can explain to you about the charges and what they'll do proceeding for you. Again, it's not a guarantee because you dispute the charge that they're going to refund your money back. They do have to do investigate to make sure that this charge is fraudulent before they issue a refund for you.
Send me those copies so I can get those to whoever I have to send them to.
Okay, well, we did already send it to your email for you.
Now, but you sent them now.
No, ma'am, I did not. I'd have to get with the processing department to resend that information for you. Unfortunately, due to the weekend and also Christmas holiday, I won't be able to get it to you till about maybe Monday.
Well, I understand that
Okay.
about the holiday. Oh, God. I didn't realize you. I saw it for this month, but I didn't realize that you took it off for November and October. That's a lot of money. That's my rent. And my rent. Oh, like I said, I'm in a HUD apartment building for seniors, and it's close to my rent. Talk about taking advantage of seniors.
Well, I'm certainly
They
sorry, but that
can
information was listed on the
leave.
website that you had to check off and agree to before you could process the payment because that's how we were able to automatically bill your card. Again, Ms. Brunk, what I can do for you is I can refund the December the 18th charge in full for you. The charge that you received on November the 17th, what I can do is I'll apply my employee discount for you and I can do a 50% refund of that charge for you.
Oh, no, not 50%, the whole charge.
I'm sorry, I can't do that,
Because
ma'am.
it's
And that's applying my
67.
discount for you. I'm really breaking protocol to do that for you.
50% of $67, that's 30 something dollars.
And
Now you're
also,
really pissing me off now.
well,
Holy
I'm not
cow.
trying to do that, ma'am. I'm just trying to see what I can do to further help you. Again, I'm refunding the December charge in full.
I'm accepting $67.72, put back in my bank and a copy of the vouchers by New Year's.
Okay, I can do that for you.
$67.32 or whatever it is. I can't
Okay, well,
see.
I was actually trying to refund a little bit more than the $67.32. So you're getting the.
You just didn't answer this. What?
No, ma'am, you're getting the December charge of
Oh.
$67.32 in full. I was speaking of regarding the November charge that was billed on November 17th. I could do a 50% refund of that for you as well.
Oh, honey, I thought you said half of December.
No, I told you
Oh,
the full refund for
my
December for
son.
you.
He's going to give you all of December after vouchers.
Okay. All of December, half of November,
And I'll resend your vouchers for you.
the vouchers.
All right, so give me
All
just a
right.
second. Let me get that
Well,
done for you, okay?
thank you.
All right, take me just a moment.
I really didn't know that it was being taken out for 3 months. I really didn't. Well, I do check with every month, but I don't check it that deep. How stupid. Now on, I'm going to spot check my bank account.
And I'm still here, Ms. Brunk. Give me just another moment. I'm trying to get that information sent so we can get your vouchers resent to your email for you.
Thank you. Thought you meant half of this month, and I thought, oh my
No,
God.
ma'am.
You take all December, half of another month,
Well, I was
and
confused.
still give you the voucher and close your account.
And close my.
Well,
All right, so this is what I did for your account for you, Ms. Brunk. You did get a full refund for December's charge of $67.32. For the November charge, I gave you the partial refund, which is $33.66. Those two refunds will take 3 to 5 business days to receive those back to your card. And I also did get the information sent to the processing department to resend those gift card vouchers for you. And going forward, this account is closed, so you don't have to worry about being charged anything further.
What?
Ask her if you can still use the vouchers.
Well, I
Yep,
don't
you can
have the
still use the
vouchers.
vouchers. The vouchers don't
Oh.
reactivate the account at all, being that we've canceled you.
Well, I've already cleaned my trash out.
I know, I'm going to get it resent for you.
Oh, darling, thank you so much.
Okay, and I do have a confirmation number for the cancel. Would you like to write this down for your records?
Yeah, yes. What is it?
It is 263.
263
368
368
714.
714. All right. All right. Is there anything else I need to do?
No, ma'am, didn't. Also, for your gift card vouchers, just give it about 24 to 48 hours to have that resent to your email for you.
Oh, the vouchers. Okay. But the rest will be put in my bank account, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
No problem at all. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, you can pay next month's rent.
No, oh, I wish I could for you. I'm sorry, but I can't.
You'll know what I'm talking about when you get older. It's not getting any easier out there.
It would be a blessing, though, to make it to be older to your age. I guarantee you that.
It's tougher and tougher. And I'm sorry to say, the president's not helping us. All right. Well, thank you. And you have a Merry Christmas.
You also, and thank you so much for calling customer service.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.